So we're talking about situations in which a tool is found in a seat.
Oh, yeah.
And in the first part of the civil rights, we discussed which tsulim require taking out a new set of tsulim. And now we've begun discussing what is the procedure to be followed when we found that tsul, which indeed requires a new set of tsulim. What then is the procedure to be followed? In the previous year, we spoke about the fact that there's a masoikis rishonim, what sort of sensorial one must use for creating a Torah. And we said, according to most rishonim, a set of Torah apostle is indeed possible for creating a Torah. But there is a Das Yochid, the Shifas Haramba, that a Sefer Torah apostle is still good for creating the Torah, it's just no good for fulfilling the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah. And having said that,
after it was known as the great secret to this catchphrase, that when the Rambam says that the apostle Sefer Torah is good, but you can't read in that part of the Sefer Torah, it's good in Shema, you can read it by Yitra, but you can't read in Shema.
I don't know about Sifas HaRambam. There is such a shitter, by the way. There is a shitter who holds that there's a difference between if it's got a soul in that same sefer or a soul in another sefer.
Okay, that's maybe the
Rambam's
even more
mindful
than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so we said that in the situation of the Eved, once we've already read, then we can rely on the Sifas HaRambam. We don't have to do the Kriya again. So that applies, hey, if you've read the entire Kriya, hey, if you realize being governed and governed, there's some problem with your Sefer Torah. So what's done is done, and you will simply take out another Sefer and continue from there. Yeah? With the one added point that since on Shabbos one is permitted to add other aliyahs, on Shabbos, if this occurs on the Shabbos, if one wishes, the Tzibur are interested in doing so, it would be a hiddur to read again, though you're not chayav to do so. Now that's all where you find it after the Kriya or being governed the government. Now what happens, we're going to look at now, what happens if you find it actually mumish in the middle of the Kriya? So here the sort of issue that we're faced with is the following issue. Everybody agrees that what you've read, what you've already read, is fine. What you've read is you've read it, but you haven't, you've read it already, and it's fine. And you're going to now swap to a new state of time. The question which arises is how to deal with the brothers on the state of time.
I've seen that a few times in my life.
You've seen it? Okay, so we're going to ask you if you remember which procedure was followed. There's basically three shifters, and there's not a 100% haskama. What is the best course of action in the Maisa? First, you can actually write that, you know, each place should follow its minna. I don't really know how we deal with that nowadays, where, you know, brother mentioned the other time, but this used to occur much more frequently. So maybe there was a sort of fixed minhag in that place, what the procedure is. I don't really know how we deal with this nowadays, where it doesn't happen so often. If it does happen, you know, who knows what the minhag is of this place. But basically, there's three primary shifts. The short moral says,
somebody's
made the first offer. Somebody's made the first offer, so we're reading. Yeah. And somebody in the middle.
Somebody's reading and saying
that Right, and we have the Balkoa, a couple of somebody who knows that a lot of they spotted it. They said, yes, this is a soul which you have to take out and use it. But Torah, Akshav Maosin, what exactly is the procedure? So, the short moral holds that the correct procedure is to stop exactly where you are, take out the new Sefer Torah. You don't make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah. You carry on reading from where you're up to, and you continue till the end of that aliyah, and you make a bracha achrona on that Sefer Torah. Very simple.
That's very strange.
Yeah, in other words, what's actually sort of the central point of the shining here is whether the new Sefer Torah, the fact you're going to be co-reading the new Sefer Torah, does that require a bracha rishonah? Or do you just say, well, it's a continuation of the same Kriya? Does it require a bracha rishonah? If it does require a new bracha rishonah, you can't make a new bracha rishonah without first making a bracha achronah on the previous sefer. So the shulchan aruch is of the opinion that we don't need a new bracha rishonah. We swap over, we go to another sefer, and we carry on. There's sort of another extreme shift on the other side, and then the Rambam makes a sort of compromise in the middle. The other more extreme shift that comes from the one side, and the one side says, no, on the contrary, you need to make a new bracha rishonah on the new Sefer Torah. And since you need to make a new bracha rishonah on the new Sefer Torah, you also need to make a bracha achronah on the old secretary. So sometimes that's straightforward. Sometimes you're in a, when you find this mistake, you're in a situation where you're able to end the aliyah there. Like we've learned the various halakhas of where you can end an aliyah. Three psukim into a parasha, three psukim away from the end of a parasha. He's already read three psukim, so on and so forth. You're in a position where you
can. You're in the middle of a pasuk.
Right, so maybe you should finish the pasuk. And then you should make a bracha over there and move to the next seder prayer. But even says the Mordechai, not only in that situation, but even if you find yourself in a situation in which you cannot make a bracha at this point because you haven't yet read three psukim, your three psukim away from the end of a parasha, within the end of a parasha, within the beginning of a parasha, and so forth, says the Mordechai, you know what? You should carry on reading, even though you know the same prayer is already possible, even though it's a sort of lifnei ha'bayis, it's the type of a chatzilah situation you haven't yet read. You should, nevertheless, you should read. Tell wherever you can stop. And even if the situation is such that there's a word missing or a few words missing, you have to actually fill in bal peh, you should still do so. If you make the bracha point at the point where you can, then you'll stop to the new sefer Torah. Swap to the new sefer Torah. And that's the Mordechai suggestion. So he's basically saying absolutely paramount to make a bracha point and to make a new bracha rishona, and therefore we'll do everything that we can to bring that about, even if it involves continuing reading an apostle sefer Torah, but even if it involves fitting in parts of our head, we'll do that. That's the Mordechai suggestion. And the Ramah makes a type of compromise position. And the Ramah says, you know what? If we can make the bracha point and the fresh bracha rishona without requiring any extra kriya in this sefer, then we'll do so. Then we'll go for the shittas of Mordechai that in principle you need a bracha rishona and a bracha rishona. So if you're able to do that without continuing to read in the sefer Torah that we know is possible, so you find yourself right away at a point where you can make the bracha rishona, so make it. Make the bracha rishona, take out your sefer, make a bracha rishona and carry on. But if you find yourself at a point where you can't make a bracha rishona, so if there are more, then we're not going to read more in a possible sefer Torah in order to gain this making the brachas. If you find yourself at a point where you cannot make the bracha achrayim, then you know what? Forget it. We'll go with the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. You don't need any bracha achrayim. You don't need any bracha rishayim. You'll spot to the new sefer Torah and you'll just carry on like the Shulchan Aruch.
The person is called up. That's all right. No, a new person. We don't say okay.
Yeah, no, you carry on with the same person. Yeah.
You will walk by the shita of the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
I don't remember, I remember, you know, if you happen to have a set of terror, that happens when
they got
the key data now, in the one column they got key data, and then at the end of the last parasha, and they got key data, of course.
Yes.
Or, you know, they want to go to key data, but we know the parasha, okay, so the person points to the wrong thing, and the coin makes the rocker. And you realize
you're
in the wrong column.
Right.
Do you know how rocker says it, and you go to make
a rocker? Yes. So if it wasn't the follow-up, then it's...
Yeah,
there's various details, but that line is true.
Yeah.
There are situations where you didn't have your da'at on the right part of the sefer Torah.
Yeah. So... you must be saying that if you had the da'at on the part of the sefer Torah, it has to be the different sefer Torah.
Yeah, in other words, that didn't really go into the depth of what the question is here, but I hear what you're saying. So we would come up with this tomorrow, that what are we looking for? Are we looking for your da'at on a particular sefer Torah, is it like a sort of chef of the mitzvah and you need a das on this paper?
Right.
Or we're looking for das on the quick. Now he has das, you know, we're going to read now a review of this parasha, and that's what he's written. He read it, began with this sefer, and carried on in that sefer. But the fact that it's a different sefer, maybe it doesn't require a brush.
You know, you have two columns, you have the section of the sefer Torah, but you are one column up.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. No, but then, he said that the logic of that, if I recall correctly, the halacha comes out with a sort of chiluk, and he says that if they really had das. So if it's open, well, it's actually open when they say, the dice out, follow, shall follow. But I think there's something else here. I'm not sure mistaken, the halacha says that. The real case where you have to make a new bracha is when they, I think this is really unusual, that they really made a mistake. Let's say the people standing around the mirror, well, I know it happens when you get confused. You lost track of the week, it was a Monday, Thursday, let's say you lost track of it. But you thought it was, and actually went up to Shnachim. They really thought that you had to read something else. So their da'at was on the Haloistah. But if they really know that you've got to read Kiseyeh, and they put it chose the wrong place, I think he says they don't think you've got. So in that situation, mostly, you won't really have to make a new bracha, because It's very rare to happen. Everybody around the room just gets mixed up.
You can't point them right in the
So Shaili, as you say, really, what's the chetz of the bracha on? Is the chetz of the bracha like on the sort of more conceptual kriya, more than the actual sefer? The sefer is sort of, so to speak, inconsequential. Okay, so now let's see how the kitzur talks a lot of paskins, and we're going to see paskins that the primary hanhaga should be like the shulchan aruch. So he said, the mitzah sol sikhes with it. The mitzah sol the mitzah kriya. There's a issue, okay, there's the hogan is different, and hogan is called mocking yastik, and hogan, as we said, each place should do its minhag. But, the mocking, she ain't in a kavua, literally the ishnas is the shikos of the shulchan aruch. One should follow the day of the shulchan aruch. Shaloi the borin can say the Torah hapas. That the shulchan aruch holds no bracha on the pasuk saying the Torah, and the mastikin miyada, you stop right away, but seeing say the Torah akhir, take out another sefer, the mastikin, the mocking, she pasuk. And you start out from the place where they stood. The image speak of the ends of pasuk. If they finished off in the middle of a pasuk, that was where they found the mistake. As you rightly pointed out, well, the unusual that the mistake was hooked at the end of a pasuk was probably in the middle of a pasuk. Nearly, you have tchilu with tchilas pasuk. So in the new sefer Torah, we start from the beginning of the pasuk. We go with the tzav parasha, and then you finish the parasha. But nearly, the yikra loy the sefer Torah hakosher the chalak pasuk gimel pasukim. In the new sefer, you should read at very least three pasukim. You should have an aliyah. A shame aliyah in a kosher sefer, you make a bracha akroida without any thick book whatsoever. The main goes on talking about kashrut on sefer. If you don't let the three pasukim till the end of the sefer, you'll see them up for ekasas. So go back and keep pasukim. Mavari bracha akroida, and you make a bracha akroida. A bracha rishona, aidev mavari. No bracha rishona. So also when a bracha shepirin on sefer Torah apostle, because that bracha that you made at the beginning on the sefer Torah apostle is now a good bracha rishona. Both for that sefer Torah and for the kriya, he's going to do that in the new sefer. And even though, like another point, besides the fact you swap sefer Torah, the bracha that you made over there was a bracha on apostle sefer Torah. Right? So you put all the way, what is a bracha on apostle sefer Torah? But that all goes into this cheshbon of the Bidi Ebed relying on the shittas that you can do kriya sefer Torah and apostle sefer Torah. Those shittas will hold that, hold equally so, as you make the bracha. So, all part of the package deal. The possibility as here in the bracket can be a coin in the cross, Shiva Kuru, the second third of Akosha, Yasuke. Which causes the position is Nazir, as we said in the previous week, if it's the Shabbos, and you're able to go back over the whole Kriya, much over one way. Very good. But if you can't, say, well, I'm not interested, or whatever else, then you don't. For who are they? Now the same will apply. I think it's going to seem to create a klal of Zerhoi. There's no difference. What will happen if you haven't even started reading the klal for this Hoyle? Somebody calls the Torah, it makes a brother, it's showing up. They open up the same Torah. And suddenly, oh, whoops! It doesn't matter. I don't know if it's the very first one or one of the later aliyahs, but we haven't started reading it. That's the point of getting back. You shouldn't say that if you haven't started reading, like his bracha isn't done yet or something, and you should open the new sefer Torah with a new bracha. No, so there's no enough given. Shenimsa sol yad la'achar bracha. Gan ke yutzin sefer Torah achel be'ein o bevoris oid bracha rishonim. Be'ein l'chalik in kriya, boid on yishar kriya, be'in yin zeh, no la'ach gemina, and therefore the same thing applies. And that is what you do. So that is the primary anahogah. Okay, let's move on now. There's another interesting case. Nimsub Sol Sefer Torah, the Inshon Sefer Torah. This could actually also be quite common. You find a Psulim Sefer Torah, there is no other Sefer Torah. Because when do we often find Psulim Sefer Torah? It doesn't happen normally in Shul, where we have a standard Sefer Torah that we'll be reading it in this Shul for 20 years. It doesn't happen. Where does it happen? It happens when somebody arranges a minyan in their house, or something like that. The usual Corona minyan, whatever it is, we've pulled out some Sefer Torah from the back somewhere, which they lent out, and then you find it in the Psalm, and there is no other Sefer Torah. Mashlimin boi minyan hakruim below brothers. So then, we can't continue calling up people the Chatchila and making Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achroina, because that is all the Chatchila. We haven't yet read that part of the parasha. So we can't go ahead and call people up and make Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achroina. So rather, what we do is, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you read up, you call up people without brachas. The Mishnah Berurah added that if this happens in the middle of the kriya of somebody, one of the oyim, In the middle of the decree, he realizes there's a mistake. He realizes all this, there's a mistake, and there's no other safer thing. And he says, you know what you should do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should keep that gentleman by the Bima. And he should stand there and read along with our query for all the coming aliyahs. He should not, let's say it's Ravi. So this guy, Ravi, he should not make his bracha Kroina at the end of Ravi. He should stand at the side of the Bima, he should read along with our query from the Sefer Torah with all the coming aliyahs. He should call out other people for Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi, who will not make brachas. And then, finally, when we get to the end of the Kriya, that gentleman who was called out for a V and hasn't yet made his Bracha Akroina, he should make the Bracha Akroina. That's how you should do it.
Does that mean he can't say the response of Oracle? Are they saying Oracle?
No, okay, not saying anything. They're just called up to the Torah.
They stand here and
watch. Yeah, right. The truth is, I have a recall from the, I think once learned the second together, the original Takana of Aliyahs, they didn't make Brachas. There was only a bracha at the beginning, first only a bracha at the end, and people came up. There was still Aliyahs. People came up to read from the Torah, but there was no bracha.
About different people. The first person was called up first, and he made the first bracha, and the last person made the last bracha.
Right.
If I remember that.
Yes, it was like a variation on that. The people being called up in the middle, that's like the concept of the Gemara. The people are called up without making a bracha. There's a concept of an Aliyah without making a bracha. That's what we're doing over here. We don't want to go ahead and make extra brachas because it's a possible thing for Torah. But we can still have, at least, the idea is, we're not making a brocha, you don't lose anything, so to speak. You still have your share of aliyahs.
Well, do you gain anything? I mean, what's the point of an aliyah without the brocha?
Well, so that's what we're saying. The original takana of aliyahs, the maizah.
Well, they themselves.
They would read it themselves, it's true. Nowadays, we don't have that because the Malkur is reading. Yes, that's a point. Do we still have a concept of Aliyah without a bracha when the Oyleh isn't really doing anything? He's reading from the Torah. Over here, he's not really doing anything. He's just reading quietly along with the Baal Kerem. So what's the point of it? But it seems that the question was still, that still fulfills a basic level of an Aliyah of the Torah, and it's worth doing it.
So let's say if he's having to read the Baal Kerem, perhaps a full set of.
Okay, yeah.
And he finds a stake in there. And he's also one of the college people of the college. He can't do that anymore. He's in the middle of the process.
Is he what? He's like in the middle of.
He can't do that.
And he shouldn't really be being nothing. So he's doing nothing else. Interesting, I'm not sure. It could be. Yeah, we call that. We sometimes find in a younger brother that we must be something that's like solar. So you're like, you can be mustic in between Hamoitzi and thing to say bring the salt or whatever, something that's in the soil for the Achila. And you can't manage with that. So maybe we're doing over here. He was one who has the ball and nobody else could do it, whatever. And man, you could probably be mustic for that. Well, for fun, that's what would be done. You would complete the minion of the crew without the brokers. And that one was only for a beer, would say the brok at the end. And the Mishmura also brings a maslikas. He certainly couldn't call up anybody for mustic. We would leave mustic out of sight. Mustic is not very cool. You would go straight on to Naftarah. Which were with the Masoikas, whether you should make the brachas on Naftarah or not. Can you make the brachas on Naftarah? Haftarah is always that sort of attached to Kriya Haftarah. There's no Kriya Haftarah, there's no Haftarah. But can you make brachas on Naftarah when you never had an absolutely ideal Kriya Haftarah? Because Masoikas, yesh. Doesn't really give a final ruling. I imagine something brachas, I imagine halacha lemaisa, you wouldn't make a bracha. And the Kaddish would be pushed off until after the Haftarah, because that's what we do whenever there's no market. Okay, well, after Steve Yoda, we'll stop here today. And next year, Mitzvah Shem, unless there's any change of plan, will be Tuesday, a week.